Certainly through no desire of the studios to give me any more creative freedom, but I mean, look, I walked naively into the spinning propeller of Hollywood, but what I learned was, the thing is that the creative executives at studios aren't really in a position to be able to tell you who are the best cinematographers to work with and editors and things. They all have opinions about that stuff, but ultimately, those are the decisions you have to make for yourself. And I sort of, my first movie was like, I would have been much better off making a movie with all the guys I've been making commercials and music videos with for years, because they would have been invested. I worked with some amazing people, and Norman Reynolds was fantastic, and Terry Rawlings was amazing, and I got to work with Jordan Cronenweth at least for a short period of time on that movie.
Yeah.
But what you learn from that first, I don't call it trial by fire, I call it baptism by fire.
Yeah.
But is that you're going to have to take all the responsibility, because basically when it gets right down to it, you're going to get all the blame. So you might as well have made all the decisions that led to people either liking it or disliking it, I mean, there's nothing worse than having somebody say, oh, you made that movie, I thought that movie sucked, and you have to agree with them.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a, if nothing else, it was a situation where I got to sort of see firsthand that if I wasn't going to make the decisions myself, there were plenty of people who were going to line up to chime in, and almost no one was going to be there when the shit hits the fan and
yeah.